Radio Alabama Sports. Fayetteville basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville basketball is presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Wolves, Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Wolves Den here at Fayetteville High School as the Fayetteville Wolves get ready to host the visiting Comer Tigers. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett here tonight as the Wolves welcome the Tigers and coach Jeremy Satcher with a record of 2-1 on the season so far. And it'll be hard to top the first game, Jacob, but hopefully they'll be able to do it.
Yeah, Fayetteville comes in with a record of 1-1 now, falling to Shelby County last week. And
Week before,
and then last week winning in the overtime against the Walter Welborn Panthers, and a game that was kind of like what we just witnessed.
Yeah, I mean, what an epic comeback for the Wolves last week to win it. Was it overtime? Did we go to overtime? It went to overtime and won the basketball game, Jacob. Epic comeback. They were down by, I believe it was 17 at one point. Like I said, a game very similar to the one before this one. To avoid having to dig yourself in a hole and come back, what do the Wolves need to do here tonight?
We cannot commit turnovers. That was our issue last week against the Panthers, was committing turnovers. We have to get shots. That was another thing that killed us last week. Early was not making shots.
Yeah, that it was. You can't get off to a cold start, especially against a team as athletic as the Tigers are. And they're always a tough out, Jacob, and they can play ball.
Yeah, and this Comer basketball team is 100% football players, you know. Unlike us, you know, Comer kind of was on the downslide this year in football. So, you know, they want to make up with it in basketball. But we need the crowd to get into it to keep Comer out of it.
Yeah, that we do. And they, you know, they're hungry. The football season didn't go the way that they wanted it to this year. But you know what? They're wanting to turn things around. And starts with getting off to a hot start in basketball and getting a win here tonight at the Wolves Den. But the Wolves with two of their best players here tonight looking to stand in their way.
Yeah, last week we were without Landon Thomas and Aiden Blair. They are both back as school is back in session now, so look forward to seeing them for the first time at home this season.
Right, we are. We're less than 2 minutes to tip off here at the Wolves Den in Fayetteville as the Wolves get ready to take on the Tigers. Get a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with game action.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Yep. Welcome back to the Wolves Den. We're about to get things underway as the clock hits zero. Both teams will get announced and get ready to take the court. Jacob, we are with this week both Landon Thomas and Aiden Blair. We didn't have them last week and still got the win. So we're excited to see what these guys can do tonight. And really a big statement win because Comer is always a tough out in basketball.
And another added plus, we also have Tim Murphy back.
Yeah, that we do. And we'll get ready to announce the starting lineups tonight.
That'll be said none other by the River Otter, Mr. Mark Hill.
I found a video of me the other day getting announced on my senior, when I wasn't a senior, when I was a junior, getting announced coming out. And I wish somebody would have told me I was that lanky and awkward running around because I would have tried to done something about it then, Jacob.
So I was flipping through Instagram the other day and your name popped up. I was like, I'm going to check it out just to see. You
have pictures
from like way back when, and man, you look so much different now.
Yeah, I was, me and obesity were familiar friends back then, yeah. Yep, luckily I grew up slimmed up, and hopefully I won't be bald like that anytime soon either.
Me either, as the Comer starting lineups are being announced. Now it's Fayetteville's turn. We'll start with Jet Liner.
Brennan Marlin.
Braden Liner. Brody Ursary. And Landon Thomas.
Big Landon Thomas, number 12. Brody Ursary, number 14.
Wolves deciding to go with size out there tonight. And you know, interesting to see Aiden Blair being on the bench. I think he'll be used a lot as a sixth man tonight, Jacob.
Yeah, and, you know, he's ready. This is his senior year. You know, he wants to beat Comer probably more than any other team you'll see on the schedule.
Yep. These guys want to get it done. And just, you know, looking at it before we see action tonight, Wolves have the size advantage, especially down low. You look at Landon Thomas and Brody Ushery, and you can tell that Coach Matt Moore and company has done his scouting well because he's got the big fellas in there tonight, and Wolves look like they got the size advantage.
And the third team on the court tonight, the referees, Billy Paul Williams, Quell Kirkland, and Devin Hawkins, the three referees on the floor tonight.
Three guys really good at what they do. They officiated when I was a kid and did quite well at it, if I had to say so. Wolves will get the opening tip. It's going to be taken by Brennan Marlin up the court. He gets it to Jet Liner in the corner. Good look at a three air ball. Rebound by Braden Liner. Gets the shot up. No call on the foul. Rebound, Thomas. And then Ursary goes up for the shot. Can't get it. Braden Liner finally back up with it. 2 points on the board for the Wolves. Coming back up the court is point guard Cam Gaddis. He's going to get the pass to the corner. Back up to Gaddis. Gaddis dribbling one-on-one with Marlin. He gets it out for the long three-pointer. That's no good. Put up by Robertson.
And we controlled the offensive glass very well the last possession.
And the Wolves want to keep this thing slow, work it inside to the big guys. Don't get in a track meet because they can – Comer's fast, and I don't think they can win that way as Gaddis sinks a three. That'll give the Tigers a lead 3-2 here 1 minute in this opening period of action. Back up the court, Marlin on Gaddis. He's going to drive. He's going to dish, and ball's going to fumble around and turned over going the other way. That's Riggins. The drive pass just a little hot for Robertson to handle, and it's going to go out, and ball going the other way, white ball.
And we're going to have to keep pressure on these Comer Tigers all night long, Blake.
That we are, and they are going with a full court press, and that has given the Wolves problems so far this year. And Marlin, he'll bring it up the court now. Gets it to Thomas in the corner who pulls a three. Ooh, in and out, no good. Rebound there by the Tigers. Morgan up the court. And he's going to drive. He's going to dish. No shot there. Robertson had a good look but decided to pass it back to Gaddis at the top. Robertson in the corner. He's going to end up driving. He's going to run into Landon Thomas. No good. And so ball will be going the other way. 3-2. Tiger Way, 2 minutes into this first period. Wolves working the ball around. Braden Liner has it now. Usry with it at the top of the key. He's going to drive, get it to Jet Liner. Jet's going to drive. He's going to pass it to Thomas. Good ball movement here from the Wolves. Liner shoots. Bad shot selection. He had to put it up to avoid the travel. Rebound there by Lewis Jr. Gaddis with it back down the court real quick. Morgan out to Robertson. Good look at a three. No good. Rebound by Usry, who was all alone.
And we're controlling the glass, and that's what we need to do.
Yep, 3-2 lead here for the Tigers. But, Jacob, if their shots ever start falling, we are giving them a good bit of room.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like that. They have got to get some better coverage on there as the ball is lost. Back to Liner. Liner with the shot, no good. Rebound by Jet Liner. And Wolves will retain possession.
The only thing Liner could do there was put it off the kneecaps of Sharon there.
On the inbound. Liner. Back to Liner. Pass down low. And good pass to Marlin. Assist there by Jet Liner. And Wolves will go up 4-3. 4:50 to go in the first period. Sharon for three, no good. And rebound there by Robertson. It gets it out to Gaddis at the top of the key. Pops it over there. Boom, no good on the three there by Ronaldo Riggins. Back up the court for the Wolves. Braden Liner gets it out to Jet Liner. Jet Liner with a pass into the paint and got caught up in traffic going the other way. Morgan gets it back to Gaddis. Oh, Gaddis with a wide open three, and it is no good, Jacob. And you can't give this team those shots.
Yeah, like you said, that's been our issue so far in the first 4 minutes of play is giving them wide open shots.
Halfway through the first, Jet Liner. Oh, he's got Landon Thomas wide open in the corner. It's good.
It's always good to have a big man that can hit a three.
That it is. Wolves go up 7-3. Satcher's going to call a timeout, and we'll keep it here.
And so it'll be a 30-second timeout from Satcher as the Wolves down 3-2. Now it's 7-3, so a 4-point swing there for the Fayetteville Wolves. And this was going to turn out to be a good one, too. As there's the first horn, ready to get back to play here. So Usry, Liner, Marlin, and Thomas, the five on the floor for the Fayetteville Wolves. Sharon, Robertson, Gaddis, Riggins, and Morgan. And it was Morgan with two for the Tigers. So Usry to Liner. Liner travels, and it'll be Tiger ball. As Gaddis brings it up the court. To Morgan, to Robertson, over to Riggins, back to Gaddis, who tries to drive it in the lane, and he will travel.
Big call for the travel there, and that'll be a turnover. And, Jacob, I'm sorry, due to calls, I'm the on-call technician this week at work, so I'm doing two jobs at one time here tonight.
Understandable.
Marlin on the inbound to Jet Liner. Wolves lead 7-5. Marlin back up the court, giving a little bit of pressure. Usry wide open in the paint. Great pass there from Marlin. Good shot by Usry. Wolves go back up by four. And Gaddis brings it down the court. Gets it to Robertson, back to Gaddis. And it's going to be a wide open shot for Robertson. He splashes that one, Jacob, and that's what I'm talking about. You can't do that.
Back up the floor. Usry
with a shot after being hit, no good. Wolves retain possession as it goes out of bounds.
45! Ready to get it up, do where you're supposed to be. 45!
You can hear Coach Moore with the play call. To Ushery. It'll be stolen by Riggins to Gaddis.
Gaddis on that drive, and no good. That was all ball, but Thomas will be called for the foul. I can't say I agree with that one, Jacob.
And that'll be his first of the evening.
And so now Gaddis will go to the line and try to tie things up or possibly take the lead. Soft touch on that first one, and it goes in. And Aiden Blair getting ready to make his first appearance in the game tonight. The second one's good. Comer goes up 10-9.
And Blair will check in for Liner.
On the inbound, Tigers giving pressure. Jet Liner up the court, 10-9 the lead for the Tigers. Good. Ooh, just a little too much heat on that pass. He was trying to get it to Marlin, cutting to the basket. Back up the court, Gaddis. Pass now to Riggins. He gets it back up to Gaddis. Gaddis out to Riggins in the corner. He takes the shot. No good. Rebound. Right there by Morgan. Minute 50 to go in the first period, up 10-9. Tigers, long three by Gaddis, no good. Great rebound there by looks like Swain. And Comer extended lead to three as Marlin brings it back up the court, drives in. Tall pass to Landon Thomas. Landon Thomas. He said out to Marlin. Marlin with the pass. Too much heat. Jet Liner gets it, though. Puts it back up. Turns a broken play into 2 points.
And that'll bring the lead back down to one for the Tigers. And that'll be a foul on Marlin.
Yep. Well, he kind of tripped and accidentally pushed him over. Inbound, Swain to Gaddis. Swain with no-look pass. Swain from three. Comer goes up 15-11 now, Jacob, and the Wolves need to slow things down here. Coach Moore trying to get timeout as Blair falls down the ball. Jet Liner.
And it'll be an and-one.
2 points. Fouled as he went up. It's going to be an and-one opportunity.
Conversation between Morgan and Liner there.
Should be 13, right?
So 15-13, the and-one opportunity for Liner.
Shots up, no good. A rebound by the Wolves. Brendan Marlin with the putback. That'll tie the ball game. Rebound and put it back. 15 is the score with 45 seconds to go in the first period of action. Gaddis passes out of bounds. It's going to be turned over. A little too hot for Riggins. Wolves will get the ball. Jet Liner will bring this one up, and Jacob, I think I might hold this one and just go for two at the end.
Yeah.
Jet Liner working it to Aiden Blair, back to Jet Liner. Going to stand towards half court and dribble it. Now out to Marlin with 17 seconds to go.
That should have been over the back.
Yeah, it looked like an over the back there on Shurum. As Gaddis steals it, comes back, 7 seconds to go. Wolves got to try to get some points, 17-15. Aiden Blair with the shot, he's fouled going up. You have two opportunities at the line now.
I didn't see who the foul was on. It looked like it was Quindarius Swain.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Bulls 0-1 at the line. Aiden Blair hits his first one to cut the lead to one. And he'll miss the second one. Almost got his own rebound. He misses, and then time will expire at the end of one. Tigers lead 17-16 over the Wolves. Take a quick break, and we'll be back here in the Wolves' Den on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Welcome back to the Wolves. Then we get the second period underway. Wolves trail by one, 17-16 to the Tigers. Work it in. Top of the key there to Morgan. He shoots it from the free throw line, and that's going to add two more for the Tigers. They're going to go up in this thing 19-16 right now. And Jetliner with the ball coming the other way.
Hey, Hunter!
Marlin, the ball. On the FW logo, he drives, he shoots, no good, air ball, rebound by Jetliner. Let's take a three, Dutton gives it to Ushery. Ushery drives, oh, just a little too hard off the back of the rim, driving down. Good steal there by Braden Liner, who gets it to Brennan Marlin, who barely gets it back to Jetliner, and the ball is out and around again. Marlin picks it up. Marlin gets it to Jetliner. Jetliner all with the pass. It's picked. Robertson, easy layup there. Two more for the Tigers. They go up by five. Now might be a good time for a timeout, Jacob.
I would call one.
Jetliner. Like there's a defensive 3 second violation there on Sherem. Is that what it was?
That's what it was. I saw the lips move with Billy Paul.
Hey, 20's been in it all night. If we're going to call it like that, 20's been in it all night.
Oh, no, it was an offensive seat, yeah. 3 second violation. Hadn't seen one of them call in a while.
No.
21-16 is the lead for the Tigers. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't there. I'm just saying you don't see that a whole lot. Robertson gets it to Sherem down low. Sherem doubled. Now Robertson's going to drive. He's going to go for the shot, and no good. Rebound there by Thomas and the Wolves. Braden Liner got it going the other way. Gets the pass to Brennan Marlin. Marlin doesn't shoot the three. Landon Thomas had a look at a three. Faked the big man out. Goes for the layup, and it's no good.
Yeah, those are the shots we need to fall.
And turnover there, Robertson. They get it to Marlin. Marlin, all he's got to do is get it and go for the points, and he doesn't. I believe it's going to be Tiger basketball.
Sherem will check out and Gaddis back in the game for the Tigers.
Bringing it back up the court now, Robertson. 5:35 to go before the half. 21-16 lead for the Tigers. Robertson from three, no good. Rebound by Ushery. Gets it to Jetliner. Bring it back up the court, and if I'm Coach Moore, I'm telling these guys, slow it down. Liner gets the pass to Marlin, who gets the pass off to Landon Thomas. Thomas, pass back to Marlin. Marlin looks to shoot a three. He doesn't. Drives, shoots, no good. Rebound by the Wolves, touches the Tigers, and generous call there for the Wolves. They retain possession.
Very generous.
Attack the basket! 45!
4:52 to go before the half. 21-16 lead for the Tigers. Get it, Landon Thomas. Gets the layup. He's fouled. He got a chance to add some more points.
That was Jaden Morgan on the foul.
Free throws no good. Wolves almost got the rebound there. They won't. Comer leads by three. Robertson gets to Gaddis. Gaddis driving. He's working on Jetliner. Can't get past him. Dishes it out to Robertson. Robertson gets it to Swain. Swain back to Gaddis at the top. Gaddis drives. Gaddis, he walked with it. Went too quick. He forgot to dribble.
Yeah. And that is one of the most important things in basketball.
That it is, Jacob.
And there's a timeout. 30-second timeout from the Wolves.
Yeah, if you're the Wolves, you got out to a pretty hot start. And a lot of times, you know, one thing I've noticed with them is, you know, they just get out playing in the first quarter, but they kept it close in the first quarter. Now everybody's settled into the game. You know, that's one thing I've seen before. They can't get settled into the game. By the time they do, they're in a hole. They're not in a hole. They're down by three. And I think, you know, halfway through the second quarter, I think you're in a good spot.
And that's the key thing right now is we are keeping it close.
Yeah, nobody's really been able to pull away in this one. And just getting settled into the game is always a plus. Mm. 21-18 lead for the Tigers. It's Wolves basketball. Jetliner gets it back to Bradenliner. Bradenliner's going to bring it up the court. Robertson will be on him. Robertson with the defense. Good little pickpocket there. Gets the turnover. He fires for three. No good. Rebound there by Brennan Marlin. Cam Gaddis is going to bring on Brennan Marlin. He steals it from Marlin. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot, and he gets the layup. That's two more for the Tigers, who go up by five. Liner gets it to Liner. Then stolen. And Wolves get unlucky there as Jetliner falls out of bounds. The ball rolls into him.
He did everything he could to try to keep the ball from going out of bounds.
That he did. Gaddis passes it in bounds. So Robertson lead by five, 3:30 to go in the half. Out to Robertson. Up to Gaddis. Working the ball around, Swain. Back to Robertson. Back to Gaddis. Slowing the ball down. Gets it to Swain. Back to Robertson. Robertson back to Gaddis. Gaddis is going to drive. Gaddis makes separation. Shoots a three. It's no good. It's rebounded by the shortest guy on the court. Isaiah Hall with the rebound. Jacob, how do these guys let that happen?
I don't know.
Gaddis to Robertson. Robertson to Gaddis. Back to Swain. Swain's got some separation on a three-point ball. No good. Don't tell me. Isaiah Hall with the rebound again.
They got to travel on the Tigers.
Man, and I don't know which one of them just did it, but a Coleman player just clotheslined the other player. Right? Did Jake? I mean, he took his head all the way off right there. Jetliner coming back the other way. Jetliner with a miss. Rebound. Got his own rebound and put it back. Score 23-20. Tigers lead 2:20 to go in the period until the half. Robertson gets to Morgan. Deflection by Jetliner. Ball gets to Brennan Marlin, who saves it from going out of bounds. Passes it, but it's intercepted there. Morgan good on the 2 points. Extend the Tiger lead to 5. And now Liner will bring it up the court. Jacob, that clothesline was so aggressive that if it would have been somebody from another team, they'd have got ejected. Yeah. I mean, just to put into perspective how aggressive that clothesline was. Jetliner for 3. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound there by Gaddis. Gaddis brings it the other way. Gaddis travels. And Quail Kirkland.
And they're going to stop it to play. Looks like a wet floor over there on the Wolves.
Okay. Somebody couldn't hold it.
Nope.
They were trying to make it to the bathroom and couldn't hold it. And so I'm not sure what the stoppage of play is for. Say the Wolves a blocking foul or the Tigers a charge, though, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Minute 37 to go until the half.
So we're bringing out the broom now.
Whoa, buddy. When the broom has to be brought out, you got problems.
Yeah. The only broom we need to see tonight is a sweep of the Tigers, because the B team won, the girls won. And now we just need the varsity boys to win.
Yeah, the boys just need to get this one tonight.
So a slight delay here.
Officials are still discussing some. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
I wonder if they're trying to discuss about the charge or the.
Well, stop the play though, so it wouldn't count.
But now we have the squirt bottle and a towel.
Get things cleaned up. I wonder if that's alcohol in there, like rubbing alcohol to help dry it.
Well, I will say, though, this is a first, a delay for something on the floor.
Yep.
But, you know, you get that in a small school like this where the fans have to actually walk on the court.
Yep. A lot of towels there. You give those towels to the team that loses to wipe their face after the game. They're still wiping things up over there. Somebody just needs to get on the floor and hands and knees and start wiping.
Looks like we're good to go.
An official's still talking. I'm not exactly sure what they were talking about, though. .137 to go. I think it's Wolves ball. Or no, I think it's Tiger ball.
Yeah, I think it is.
Tiger ball. 25-20 is the lead for the Tigers. Wolves trying to complete the sweep tonight, as the previous two games has went the home team's way. Gaddis to Robertson. Robertson's going to drive. He's going to dish it to Swain. Swain gets it to Hall. Hall Robertson at free throw line. He fires, rims around, and goes in. 27-20 lead now for the Tigers. Liner being trapped, throws it, intercepted by Cam Gaddis. Cam Gaddis going the other way. Liner trying to get the steal. And Landon Thomas called for the foul. It'll be on the floor.
I think that's only his second.
Yep. So Gaddis with it. Gaddis to Swain. Swain throws it over to Robertson. Back to Swain, over to Robertson. To Swain once again. To Robertson. Robertson with the drive. Doesn't like what he sees. Back out to Gaddis up top. Wolves defense pretty good right now. Marlin is on Gaddis. Swaps over to Robertson. Hits the ball, gets the steal. He almost hit in the face. Going the Wolves' way. Aiden Blair, first shot of the night from three. Air balls at no good. Coming back the other way. Robertson with the drive. He loses it. Hall gets it. Back to Swain up top. Down to 15 seconds, 14. Back to Swain, to Gaddis. 10 seconds to go until the break. With the drive. Gaddis, no good. 4 seconds to go. Oh, with the steal. Robertson travels, shoots it up. No good. 27-20. Tigers lead going into the break. This is Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Federal Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Well, now that he's had time to catch his breath after a wild one in the varsity girls game earlier, a 55-52 win over the Comer Tigers. Coach Al Barnett, what a game.
It was an unbelievable game. You know, we went down 22-2. And I don't know if you, I mean, Comer was making everything they threw up, you know, in the first quarter. And I felt good. Me and Coach Canale both felt good when we got to halftime. It was only down 10, and I think we'd taken their best shot at that point.
Well, one word that, you know, we hear a lot around Fayetteville, thanks to Coach John Limbaugh, is resilient. You know, your girls showed the resilience out there, like you said, going down 22-2, being able to force overtime in the very last seconds of the game. And man, Layla Morgan got hot.
Yes, she did. And look, that went into the regulation. Hit every part of the rim.
Yes.
Every part of the rim. And hey, sometimes, you know, you need to be lucky. And we went to a small lineup in the second half, and I think that helped us a lot.
And another thing that helped was Deja Wilson being fouled out for the Tigers. You know, you talked about her. You know, I've been to a lot of the practices.
Right.
You know, y'all talk about her from Comer, how she has that presence around the boards, and her fouling out really helped out too.
Yeah, that helped us out. And we were able to jump in what we call our 22 press some late and force the issue with them, and was able to get some turnovers. And, you know, Charlotte Kelly played unbelievable off the bench. Layla off the bench. We had four girls in double figures, which is very proud of that.
And Kennedy Morris, too, nailing some shots.
Yeah. She did some good things for us tonight. You know, we got contributions from everybody.
And so the week doesn't get easier for the Lady Wolves or really the varsity boys Man. Either. As you know, you said Sunday during practice, we're only playing up from here the rest of the week.
Yeah. We, of course, the Welborn game got, you know, they can't play Friday night. But, we play Shelby County, who beat us like 24 over there. And I didn't think we played bad. I really didn't think we played bad. We'll get an hour practice in tomorrow and be ready to go Thursday. Y'all going to do Thursday's game?
I'll be here. I don't think we're going to do it, though. But away from varsity, last night at Childersburg, you finally broke the mold. You know, you sent the question
yeah.
out.
Yeah, we had split with, you know, a couple of teams, and we wanted to go to Childersburg and sweep them this year. And, the junior high girls played really good. Kaylee Bullard had her best
yes,
game of the year.
Most definitely.
You know, and she played really well and everything. But, we had four girls in double figures. Two of the girls that were in double figures were off the bench. Or was it three that was off the bench that had double figures? Two. Coach Cannell drew up that inbounds play at the end.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say about that.
You can't go away from the birthday girl, too. How did the birthday girl do
points-wise?
I know she got two at least.
Who is that, Molly? I don't think Molly had any points, but Molly gave us some good minutes in the first half. She really did. When nerves got to some of them, Molly just went in and was being Molly, you know. And, she gave us some real quality minutes in the first half.
Well, let me ask you this, you know. Me and Blake were talking about this during the game break. What is it like going to church on Sundays? You know, Billy Paul, the referee here tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's he's my pastor, but he knows and I know, and, you know, he's refereed our games for years. You know, none of that is anything.
Inside the line.
Right. None of that, you know, none of that is inside the lines.
But a very experienced group tonight of
Yeah, we had a good crew, it was just a tremendous game. I was so locked in. I guess the fans really got into it, didn't they?
Credit the student section.
Yeah, Fayetteville people follow their teams. I mean, it's unreal how well they follow their teams.
And one thing I want to say before we close out the halftime show. Last night at the game, Addie Stanley came up to me and said, how many points you going to give us tomorrow night? I said, give me 50 and we'll win.
Okay, well, hey, you know, there's it. And, you know, I know what you got to get Blake back on, but can't be more happy for Layla Morgan.
Yes.
You know, she did some great things tonight, and very proud of her and the whole team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win, and let's go get another one Thursday.
Hey, thank y'all so much for covering us.
Oh, yes. Well, that was Coach Al Barnett, fresh off of a 55-52 victory over the Comer Tigers in the girls' game earlier. This one is 27-20. Comer leads the Wolves at halftime. We'll be back for third quarter action. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here. About a minute and a half until the start of third period. Wolves trail 27-20. Jacob, all in all, I thought it was a pretty good effort there in the first half. The only thing I would probably nitpick is the Wolves just going so fast. If they could slow things down and limit the turnovers, Jacob.
Yes, most definitely that. And we're leaving Comer with too many wide open shots.
Yeah, we're giving them too easy of buckets out there. And we got to play defense, stay patient. We'll give them the shot from the white stripe. Yeah. Just leave them open. Don't even get on them. I mean, leave them open right there. Give them that shot. But we're letting them create two easy baskets, and we got to get a stop to that.
Well, for these Wolves, we've been down at the half before, so nothing new for the Wolves. You know, we were able to call a halftime deficit last week, and it turned into an overtime win. And let's hope we can get more of the same tonight.
Yep. I mean, all in all, when you don't play great and you're only down by seven at the half, I mean, I think that's a – you can build on that in the third quarter. I'm sure that's what Coach Moore and company talked about there in the locker room during the break.
Yeah. And, these Wolves are resilient, Blake.
That they are. They were resilient last week, and let's see if they can make it happen again 8 days later here in the same place.
Notre Dame, Texas, and Texas are the first two teams out in the college football playoff poll this week.
And Liner. Pass in. Stole by Gattis. He lays it up.
Thought he was fixing to throw it down there for a minute.
I did. Now it's going to go back the other way. Jet Liner with it. Bringing it up. It to Ushery. Ushery gets it back to Liner. Liner gets it in, but then he throws it out of bounds. And it'll be turned around going back the other way.
This is what we talked about. We need to limit the turnovers.
We'll set that on top of that. Good job, Blake.
Going in now, Robertson. Bring it up the court. 9-point deficit for the Wolves. And turnaround shot, Morgan, is true. 31-20. Lead for the Tigers, and for the Wolves, you got to get something going. Can't let them run away with it. Thomas for three, no good.
Good put.
Blair with the putback. Excuse me, Marlin with the putback. And that adds 2 points to the board. Morgan drives, shoots, and two more for the Tigers. And now the Tigers are starting to get hot, Jacob.
Yeah, and that's what we can ill afford right now.
And full court press, Jet Liner gets the pass to Brendan Marlin, gets it back to Liner. Liner with the drive, it's good. Should have been a foul right there. As you could see, his body changed direction when the hand of the defender hit him.
And a timeout.
Something on the floor again?
I wonder if it's condensation from the air unit.
Do they got the air running or the heat running?
I don't know. Hopefully the heat.
Well, no, you got to take into account all the body heat you got in here.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, each person puts off about 200 BTUs of heat. There's 12,000 BTUs in a ton, so you do the math, man.
Do you learn that in air conditioner school?
You do. You do. So 60 people is pretty much a ton of air.
Wow. There's more than that in here tonight.
Yeah, a lot more.
A packed house on both sides.
I mean, realistically, the only thing you would need to run it for would be fresh air. Pulling fresh air from outside, you probably wouldn't even need to run the heat at this temperature in here. With all the people in here, of course. There wasn't people in here, you would have to. Tiger ball. Morgan gets it out to Gattis. Tigers are slowing things down. Minute and a half to go or into this third period of action. 33-24 is the lead. Tigers just moving the ball around, not really doing much out there right now. Gaddis pass to Riggins. Morgan gets it out to Robertson. Robertson fires for three, no good, on the top of the backboard, so it's going to go the other way.
And Fayetteville's doing, not Fayetteville, Comer's doing a good job of slowing the tempo.
Yeah, that's what the Wolves need to do, man. They need to play at a lot slower pace. Liner with the drive, pick it, pocket picked there. And but the Wolves will retain possession here.
And that was Riggins.
Yep. Liner. Deep inbound pass to Marlin. Marlin gets the screen set by Liner. Jetliner now. Back to Braden Liner. Wolves trying to do the same thing that the Tigers are doing. Braden Liner with the shot in and out. Marlin with the rebound gets it to Jetliner. And Liner is...
jump ball.
Goes up for the shot. Looks like he was fouled, but they'll call it a jump ball. And now Swain will check in for Sherem and Jacob. These, look, the Wolves can't get these guys into foul trouble. They're only playing about six or seven right now.
The roster's thin.
But so are the Wolves.
Wide open shot.
Riggins, no good from three. Rebound by Liner.
Look out!
Push right there on Riggins. Wolves will get it on the floor.
Riggins befumbled by that call.
Didn't look like he got much of a push there, but the Wolves will take it. Liner. That is Jet on the inbound pass, and it's going to be stolen by Morgan. Going the other way. Morgan with the drive. He just loses the ball, and the Wolves will retain possession here. Liner with the football pass down to Ushery. Ushery goes up. No good. Thomas wants the rebound, tries to get it. And it's going to stay white ball. There's the ball. Fumbles around on top of the hands. 4:53 to go in the third. Wolves still down by nine. Ushery goes up for the shot. No good. Clean block. Good, no call. Riggins good for the two. And that puts the lead in double digits. That is 11 for the Tigers.
Yeah, Comer trying to run away now.
Yep. Wolves can't get any rhythm on offense.
And a foul on Liner.
Foul on Liner and gets the push. And they go in the other way now. Robertson gets it in to Gaddis. Gaddis with the pass to Riggins. Riggins drives. No, he kicks it back out, this time to Robertson. Robertson to Riggins. Same little passing deal that they had going on earlier. I like the strategy there by the Tigers, though. Keep doing that. Make them cheat and then drive to the basket. Gaddis going to drive. Dish Riggins. Corner three, no good. Liner with the rebound. Ushery gets it on the pass, and the shot's good. Takes it down to nine. Lead for the Tigers, 35-26. Gaddis with the drive. Thomas steps in the way, and he said, nah, never mind. Robertson, decent jump shot. Good look, no good. Rebound by Gaddis. Fell right to his hands. He fires. This time it is good. 37-26 lead for the Tigers. Liner throws it off for Riggins, so the Wolves will retain possession.
Had to buy another few seconds on that inbound.
11 minutes and 23 seconds to go in regulation, Jacob, and the Wolves really need to turn it around. Long shot there from Marlin is good. Puts the score at 37-29 now. So the Wolves trying to cut into that lead. Pass to Swain. Swain fires from three. No good. Rebounded by Ushery. liner back to the up the court from our left to our right. Liner, what a shot there, Braden Liner, that is, for two more. Wolves cut the lead to six. 37-31, Tigers lead. Jacob, it's crazy the lead's only six. It's felt like they have just so much more outplayed the Wolves tonight. Morgan with the rebound. They get it out. Robertson top. And now back to Gaddis. He'll stand at the white stripe. Pass to Robertson. Robertson shoots three. No good. Rebound by Ushery. And he gets it to Braden Liner. But, yeah, Jacob, I mean, 2 minutes to go in the third. Feels like the Tigers have really outplayed the Wolves, but yet you look up at the scoreboard, it's only a six-point game. Wolves have not got hot yet shooting.
Yep.
So, man.
The Wolves doing what they need to do to keep the Tigers from running away with this.
Yeah, that they are. I mean, six-point ball game, and, you know, it really feels like the lead should be more for Tigers. A lot of missed opportunities for them.
And, you know, with the wide-open shots that we're giving them, it's not what we need to do, because they're going to start eventually figuring out what they're doing, missing those shots.
They're
going to start connecting.
I agree with you 100%, Jacob.
As there was a timeout called by Coach Moore. Coach KJ McCurley giving more.
Coaching up the boys out there. Assistant coach.
That's
KJ
right.
McCurley.
Assistant to the assistant coach.
Inbound there is going to be stolen by a combination of Hall and Riggins. Gaddis with it. Swain open, no good. Jetliner right down the court. Drive, shoots, no good. No, doesn't get the rebound either. Going back the other way.
That should be a backcourt. That should have been a backcourt.
That looked like a backcourt to me, Jake, unless they say he lost possession. Hall for three, no good. Hall with the rebound. Gets it out. Swain, three, no good. Rebounded by Ushery. Going the other way now. Jetliner with it. Buck 20 to go in the game. Ushery's going to travel.
Blair will check in, and Braden Liner will check out.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of a breather. Buck 15 left to go in the third, and then, of course, you got eight in the fourth, so there's plenty of time for the Wolves. And Gaddis with the pass. Back up top to Gaddis.
Foul on Marlin.
Marlin get called for the foul as he bumps into Gaddis.
Player fixing to check in for the Wolves. The birthday boy.
The youngster.
Blayton Cantrell.
He is going to check in for Jetliner. Coach Moore said he's got a lot of faith in him.
Yeah.
Young guy playing big minutes. Getting the ball passed around.
Get up!
Left the smallest man on the court wide open in the paint. He snuck back there. That is Isaiah Hall.
Watch it. Look up!
Marlin drives. Gets it to Landon Thomas, who puts 2 points on the board. Cuts the lead down to six once again. 34 seconds to go in the third. Gaddis drive. No good.
Oh, my God. Look up.
A travel.
Landon Thomas. He got the rebound there and got it. Aiden Blair was called for a travel.
Fourth quarter. Hey.
And you heard Coach Moore voicing his displeasure on that.
I couldn't see it from here because of the table there being in the way, but good shot there, Morgan. He has been automatic from that free throw line tonight, Jacob. That little jump shot from there. Ushery, good layup. Cuts the lead to six once again. 41-35. 7 seconds to go in the third. They get it to Morgan. That shot that he likes. Oh, that time is off the mark. Riggins shot no good. Tigers will carry that 6-point lead into the fourth period. This is Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Federal Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Wolves, Dan. Wolves trail 41-35 to the visiting B.B. Comer Tigers. And they got 8 minutes to get things turned around, straightened out. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett on the call tonight. And Wolves have the ball coming into here. And, Jacob, what do they got to do?
Limit turnovers and get on those wide-open shots.
Yep, I agree with you 100% as they get the ball inbounded. And Brendan Marlin slips down, going the other way. Intercepted there as they tried for the lob. Brendan Marlin. Ushery with the shot, that's going to be no good. And Wolves will retain possession there. Good heads-up play by Ushery. And he'll be on the inbound as well. Trailed by six, the Wolves are. Jacob, who's our leading scorer tonight?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at the book yet.
Probably a few guys with 6 or 8 points, if I had to guess. Landon Thomas from three. It's the shot, no good. Rebounded by Marlin, puts it back. Can't see the basket. Ball rolls back out. Braden Liner with the shot, no good. And there that time, Ushery gets it. Don't even have to jump. He just throws it back in there, and it goes in. Wolves cut the lead to four. That's the smallest margin that they've had in quite a while tonight.
Yeah, and we've done a great job controlling the offensive glass.
That we have. That size advantage you can sell has definitely been in the Wolves' favor as Morgan tries for that shot. It's not open, so he has to kick it out. 7 minutes to go in the game. Shot. Hall drills it. Puts the lead back at 7 for the Tigers. Time, Braden Liner with the steal. Going back the other way, Landon Thomas 4-3. He gets a shot. He likes his in. Answers the Hall 3. 44-40 now is the lead. 6.5 to go. And that was a travel there by Robertson. No call there. Bad no call as Morgan with the shot, and it's good. Ushery gets it to Marlin. Leading by 6 are the Tigers. And White will retain the ball there.
So Comer applying the pressure.
That they are. And they change the call after they're getting ready to inbound. Hall gets it to Morgan. Morgan to Gaddis. Gaddis back to Robertson. Gets it to Morgan. Morgan with the shot, no good that time. Rebound by Thomas. It gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner with the drive. Blocking foul there on the Tigers. Wolves will keep the ball. And now here's the inbound. Jetliner to Brendan Marlin. Marlin back to Jetliner. And coach calls timeout. He gets trapped there in the corner.
And that was all in the face of Jetliner.
They were. So he's going to call a timeout, talk things over. Jacob, time just ticking away. 46-40. Tigers do lead it. Jacob, that was a big no call on the travel there because that did end up to the two B.B. Comer points there.
And then turn around and get a travel called on us, which gave Comer the ball back. And they were able to get something off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 points is, you know, not the biggest of deficits with this amount of time left. We just have to control both glasses now.
We just haven't been able to put the ball in the hoop. Or retain possession when we get the ball. That's been our problem tonight. And it'll be Thomas on the inbound here. He'll get it to Brennan Marlin. Marlin's got Hall on. Good pass there. No good there. Great passing by the Wolves, but Jetliner can't finish under the basket. Landon Thomas caused some confusion, but Morgan is there on the putback. 2 more points. Now the Tigers lead by 8. Intercepted by Robertson. Robertson gets it to Riggins. Back to Hall. Back to Riggins. They get it to Morgan. Morgan with the dish. Wolves intercept that one. And Comer gets it back. Going the other way. Robertson, no good on the shot. Morgan there for the rebound. And no good. Ushery there on the rebound. They get it to Jetliner. Jet's going to pull a three. No good. Almost got his own rebound there, Jacob.
A long rebound.
Morgan with the shot, and it goes in. He's definitely their leading scorer tonight, Jacob.
Most definitely.
4 minutes to go, down by 10, Jacob. At this point, you got to hope for a miracle. Wolves can't get the shot off. They do. Rebounded there by the Tigers. Jetliner gets it to Landon Thomas, who's no good on the shot. And Hall gets the ball.
And there's a foul on Brendan Marlin. Oh.
And that was on Robertson there. And so the Wolves will retain possession here, Jacob. 3:50 to go in the game. Jetliner gets to Landon Thomas and couldn't contain it there. Ball's going the other way. Morgan with it again. Morgan with the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. No good. Foul by Braden Liner. He'll go to the line.
And a rare trip to the charity stripe for the Tigers.
Yeah.
But really for both teams.
Yeah, there hadn't been a lot of fouls called. I mean, I like it being physical, not a lot of stoppage of play, just kind of let the game go at the pace that it may. First shot. Good for Morgan, who has to have at least 18 points.
Has to.
Morgan on his second 10, makes the first one, second one, no good. He gets his own rebound, and Ushery fouls him, and he'll go back to the line for 2 more.
How many is that on Ushery? Two or three?
3 or 4, I would think. Oh, no, it's on the floor. Is it the Hall who gets it back to Gaddis? Yeah, this is going to drive. Oh, shot that time. Jetliner gets the block on Morgan, and he can't get the shot off. Up by 11 are the Tigers with 3:18 to go. Landon Thomas loses the ball going the other way. Morgan with a shot, and it's good, but there was a travel. And they didn't call that one, but not that it's going to make a difference, you know. Jetliner with the drive, gets it to Ushery. Ushery's going to drive and gets the shot off, and he's fouled. And he'll get a attempt at the line. I thought they were going to call him for a travel.
It's that Euro step.
Yep.
It's kind of a fine line right there.
Or, you know, when James Harden, he can take 7, 8, 9 steps, how many he wants. Ushery, no good on the free throw attempt. Jetliner gets the ball back, shoots it, no good. Landon Thomas almost with the rebound. Nope. Robertson. Morgan. Shot, no good. Not sure if there was a foul called right there.
It was out of bounds.
Out of bounds. I'm not sure who will get possession. Tigers will retain it. Ushery knocks it out on the inbound. So back to the Tigers. On the inbound now. Stolen again by the Wolves. Ushery gets it to Marlin. And would have had maybe 2 points for the Wolves, but pushed there by the Tigers. And Wolves will inbound it.
And that's Hall.
Liner throws it in. Ushery with the drive gets it to Braden Liner, who shoots it. He's fouled, and he'll go to the stripe for two, Jacob. Wolves down by 11, 53-42 right now. Liner. No good on the first one. Okay, this one will be a second attempt. Shot. No good. Rebound by Hall, who will get it to Riggins. 2:20 to go and ticking.
Oh, man.
And almost stolen by Marlin there, but Tiger retained possession, missed two layups. Ushery with the rebound and get it to Liner. Liner pushing it. Gets the pass to Thomas. Thomas from the top, no good. Liner falls down, going for the rebound. No call. Morgan gets it to Hall. Hall fires for three, no good. Rebounded. Robertson, no good. Gets it to Jetliner. Buck 45 to go in the game. Jetliner, Brennan Marlin, fires for three, no good. Rebound by Isaiah Hall. Isaiah Hall to be the shortest guy out there. Yeah. He's got like 5 rebounds tonight, Jacob.
He's the leading
Morgan
rebounder from both teams.
Lays it up and is good. Brennan Marlin fakes the three, shoots the long two, no good. Rebounded by Liner. Liner has his shot blocked by Robertson. Goes the other way to Gaddis. Gaddis shoots. Wave it off, call it on the floor, and now it'll be Tiger ball.
Jetliner.
Hey, come here. Jet!
Minute 9 to go. I think this one's going to not go in the Wolves' favor here tonight, Jacob. Throw it in. Gaddis with it. Ball almost stolen by Marlin. They get it out to Robertson. Robertson back to Hall. Hall ball is stolen by Jetliner.
And Hall charged with a foul.
And now the Tigers have committed enough fouls where the Wolves will get to go to the free throw line, Jacob.
They'll get to the rest of the way.
Yep. And here's Jet. from the line. First shot, good. 55-43 now. Shot, 55-44. 11-point lead for the Tigers, but less than a minute to go. Morgan with it. Gets it to Hall. Hall to Riggins. And Usher commits a foul there.
Hey, it's on the floor over there.
It's going to be on the floor. So Wolves inbound it here.
Full timeout. So I think both teams are out of fouls to give now. So both teams will be shooting the rest of the way. Because there's no bonus or double bonus anymore.
Yeah, now it just goes straight to two shots. Yeah. No one and one anymore.
I missed the one and one.
Yeah. Guys were fighting for the rebound on every shot then.
Yeah. And that could make or break a game too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you missed the first one. You never make the second one because you don't get a shot.
Well, during this timeout, you can catch these Wolves again Thursday here at the Wolves Den as they host Shelby County. And we will not be on the call for that one, but I will probably be in attendance because town's going to be hard to get around Thursday because of the Christmas parade.
Oh, buddy.
And I live right there in town. So.
What time is Christmas parade?
5 or 6, I think.
But 280 won't be affected.
No, 280.
Good. I'll go on home.
280 was horrible after the Iron Bowl this weekend.
Oh, man, yeah, I seen that. Not as bad as some of the Tigers play on the field, though, Jacob. Usher goes in for the foul. And now the Tigers will shoot. 45 seconds to go in the game. And that's four on Ushery. And Hall will shoot. First shot, no good.
And he's shooting from his favorite spot.
Yeah. Hall, second shot, good. 56-44 now. It's a lead for the Tigers with 42 seconds to go in the game. Braden Liner with it, gets it to Brennan Marlin, who fires from three, no good. Rebound there by the Tigers. Morgan taking it the other way, gets it to Gaddis. And Ushery will go ahead and get his fifth. He said you can't take them home with you, so he'll foul out. Now Aiden Blair will check in as the Tigers will shoot two. .56-44 to lead for the Tigers. Gaddis, no good on the first one.
I don't think we need to do an interview with Coach Moore after this one.
Nope. Gaddis, no good on the second one. Liner with it, he'll bring it the other way. He'll drive, he'll shoot, and it's good. 56-46 now. And Marlin will commit a foul, and they'll go shoot on the other end. As Coach Moore was telling Brody, it's at this point, well, only 10 seconds ago, there's no way you're going to be able to come back and win.
Just keep them in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. First shot's good. Second shot, no good. Rebound there by the Wolves. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Aiden Blaber shot, no good. 3, 2, 1. And that'll end things here tonight. Wolves go down 57-46. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network. It was a great evening. Jacob, first call, you were the play-by-play guy. Stepped in for color at the end. We got the win. Second one, Wolves come up short. Can't catch the Wolves again here Thursday night. We won't be on the call, but the Wolves do play Shelby County here at home. We'll be back on the call next week for Wolves action here at home. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network. Go Wolves!